This episode of K-Voice of the Resistance was recorded at 4 p.m. Thursday, 2/23/2017.
Our opponents?
I could tell you three members of my family, including me, that would be dead, and homeless if it was not for ACA.
Our opponents?
When you look at some of these districts and some of these things, it is not a representation of a member's district or an incident. It is a loud group, small group of people disrupting something, in many cases, for media attention. No offense.
The media?
Just a snapshot of one day of voter outrage, prompting the president to tweet, "The so-called angry crowds in home districts of some Republicans are actually, in numerous cases, planned out by liberal activists. Sad."
Our opponents, the media, and the whole world will soon see, as we begin to take further actions, that the powers of the president to protect our country are very substantial and will not be questioned.
Stephen Miller and Spicy there responding to the concerns over constituents that are packing town halls. Hello, my fellow snowflakes. Welcome to K-Voice of the Resistance. I'm Kelly the Voice. I do the voiceover for Crab Diving, the Crab Diving Network's flagship show. If you have not listened to Crab Diving, I recommend it as an outlet for laughter and rage over the ever-changing news. Weekdays 2 to 4. You can also catch our shows on crabdiving.com, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podomatic, you name it, we're there. You can catch me on my Facebook page at K-Voice of Resistance or my Twitter at Kelly the Voice. Have you called your representative today? If not, there's an app for that. There's a free app that I just learned about that makes things as easy as possible. It's called 5Calls. That's the number 5 and calls. It dials your member of Congress. It covers the issues of the day. For example, today I called Senator Dianne Feinstein. She's one of mine. From the app, with just a push of the button. I told her LA office that I wanted her to push for an investigation into Flynn's connections to Russia. And told her that I supported her in all her efforts to resist the GOP agenda. It took 1.5 minutes. The app wrote out the script for me, and it just made things really easy. I get phone anxiety, so I'm not good at making phone calls. I don't like it. It stresses me out. So the fact that they give me a script that I can just read from makes my life so much easier. I also called the Department of Justice comment line. Call them and leave a message on the line with your name, your zip code, and tell them that you feel Sessions should recuse himself from any investigations into the Trump campaign in Russia. The investigation should remain nonpartisan and apolitical. The number for that is 202-353-1555. You don't even have to talk to anyone. You just leave a message on their comment line. They're expecting phone calls on this. That's 202-353-5555. If you are in a blue state, you have work to do. Don't think you are exempt from calling your representatives. First, you need to make sure our Democratic representatives are doing their job. Second, you need to compliment them if they are. Third, blue states often have Republican representatives. What is it? Fourth? Fifth? I lost track. Whatever. If it were not for New York legalizing abortion, we would not have Roe v. Wade. Colorado started the marijuana revolution. California is pushing for universal health care. We lead the way. We show that progress can be made. For those of us in blue states who feel exempt from making phone calls, we're not. We make the country better. We show them what progress is. In 2015, Democrats ran 21 challengers for congressional seats. Republicans currently hold 66 out of the 100 seats in the House. This year, Democrats are running 45 Democratic challengers so far. In addition to trying to wrest control out of the House, fielding a strong Democratic slate is critical to showing the nation that things are shifting. Del Chanel Herring, chair of the House Democratic Caucus, said, "Virginia is shifting and becoming a more progressive state. It is important because we know those districts can change." She believes the tide is turning. Run for something. Run for something. Run for something. Runforsomething.org. Also, She Should Run are some resources that will help you in your run for something. Run for something small, like school board, city council, at the very least, run for precinct delegate. 3 hours out of your life. Quote, we are focusing on down ballot offices to help build long-term progressive bench. Amanda Littman, Run for Something founder, said in an interview. We are actively recruiting young progressives, and our goal is that no races go uncontested. Unquote. Come Monday, we will have a new head of the DNC. Election is on Saturday. However it comes out, I'm just happy that the party will be getting to work. Town halls continue to erupt across America in blue states and red. Go to townhallproject.com and join a town hall. Be firm, ask your questions, and hold your representatives accountable. If your rep is not having a town hall, call, write, and show up in their office. Let them talk, though. Don't simply yell and railroad the conversation. Record it. Record everything. Social media is our friend. We are our own media now, and it is a powerful tool. There is now an indivisible group in every congressional district in the country. Find one and join it. Go to their website, indivisible.com. After 150 Jewish tombstones were vandalized and overturned, two American Muslims started a crowdfunding site. Organizers had a goal of $20,000 and reached it in 3 hours. Last I checked, they were at $74,000. The rest of the money is going to repair other Jewish centers. The heroes right now are everyday people. Get the Daily Cozy Meals and MoveOn.org. Also, support media. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, and they are unquestionably the administration's enemy. On Tuesday, Lady Liberty on Liberty Island displayed a very clear message on her pedestal in the form of a hand-painted red and white sign. It read, "Refugees Welcome." That action was taken by private citizens who are concerned about the un-American turn our immigration policy has taken and decided to speak up. The group, who is referring to themselves as Alt-Lady Liberty, wrote to the Huffington Post, "Immigrants and refugees make this country great, and turning away refugees like we did to Anne Frank does not make us great. Refugees are welcome here, Muslims are welcome here, and immigrants are welcome here. These are the heroes of the resistance. Everyday people." Fight the power. In the other news, the GOP continues its assault on America. New rules have come down from the Department of Justice and Homeland Security, further marginalizing immigrants and promising an increase in raids and deportations of illegal immigrants. Anti-Semitic attacks are on the rise, reminiscent of the 40s. Bomb threats empty out mosques, communities step up with crowdfunding sites for vandalisms and support in these times, while the government stays silent. 45 chose a normal national security advisor, and ABC News hailed him as presidential. As of Wednesday night, to all those people who told you that this Republican administration would not be terrible on LGBTQ issues, you can officially tell them that they were full of it. Jeff Sessions' first act as Attorney General was to rescind the anti-discrimination guidelines in place to protect transgender students. By the way, Title IX also protected victims of sexual assault. That's right. His first act as Attorney General was to rescind civil rights protections for children. And for his second trick, unsurprisingly, Attorney Jefferson Beauregard Sessions rescinded Obama's DOJ memo on phasing out the use of private prisons. Scott Pruitt, that's all. Nothing specific about him. I'm sure he did something shady. His emails were released, and I hope he suffers for it. The good news is, NASA just discovered 7 new potentially habitable planets. The bad news? They're 40 light years away. So for now, Earth is still our only home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such forms as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
The Declaration of Independence, as read by Max MacLean. When was the last time you read the Declaration of Independence? The United States is built on blood and injustice. Our idealism of who we are and what our country is masks the genocide that soaks our land from shore to shore. And even our Constitution, the foundation of our government, was written to maintain slavery and did not recognize women as full citizens. It is convenient to forget these truths, but it is dishonest. The founders knew that they created a flawed system, and one that was built to grow and improve. It is in that hope of improvement that we find a better tomorrow, a better America. While the flawed Constitution defines the backbone which supports our country and system, the soul, I believe, is our Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The document by which, if every law was made in the spirit of, if the government governed itself in respect to, we would truly be the shining city on the hill. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Had the framers held themselves accountable to that idea, slavery would not have been institutionalized, and men and women would have been written into this law as equal. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. They serve at the behest of us, is what they're saying. The government serves at the behest of us, with our consent, that whatever form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall be most likely to affect their safety and happiness. It is our duty to abolish this destructive and un-American government. The document goes on to point out, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. If we're comfortable, we'll put up with a lot of crap. They're not wrong, and we have been. And we've sat back and done no more than toss a vote in here, maybe march there or sign a petition. But we are at a breaking point. So as they say, when the long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably by the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The framers foresaw this. It is our duty, our right, to step up and defend the foundations on which America was built. It is for us now. Our checks and balances have failed, and our representatives have given their allegiances to their party rather than to the office of the people. We are all we have, but we are a powerful force.
'Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Jones.
The GOP is not stepping up or listening to the people. I don't want to hear one more word from or about John McCain or Lindsey Graham until they put their money where their mouth is and actually act in opposition to the administration. They need to show us that there are more than talk and votes and investigations. Words are cheap. It's time they put skin in the game. The ties to Russia are growing, the injustices are pouring forth, and the GOP are the ones doing it. They are cowards and corrupt. They are not listening to the people, not even their own constituents. Tom Dickerson of Rolling Stone put together an amazing chart called American Values by the Numbers. I found it comforting and infuriating at once. The GOP is at odds with its own people, and still, the people rally in blind support. What Americans believe. 64% of Americans are significantly worried about global warming. What about Trump voters, you ask? 61% of Trump voters want to require companies to reduce carbon emissions. 55% want to uphold or strengthen Obama climate change policies. Those are of Trump voters. What Americans believe? In favor of recreational marijuana? 60%. And how has that changed? In 1969, 12% were in favor of legalization. In 2005, only 35%. The administration's position? Jeff Sessions said at a Senate hearing, "We need grown-ups in charge of Washington to say marijuana is not the kind of thing that ought to be legalized. Good people don't smoke marijuana," he said. On Obamacare, what Americans believe? 58% want federally funded health insurance for all. In favor of Obamacare, 49%. What Trump voters want? To keep or tweak protections for pre-existing conditions, 78%. To keep or tweak subsidies to buy health insurance, 65%. The GOP administration's signed an executive order on day one declaring it the policy of the administration to seek repeal of the Patent Protection and Affordable Care Act. Gun control. This is a big one. What Americans believe. Favor of universal background checks. That's 92%. Favor passage of Senate bill expanding background checks. 65%. What Trump voters want. Get this. 75%. 75% are in favor of universal background checks. Trump voters. Trump's position repeatedly vowed to roll back Obama's executive expansion of background checks. And already they have rolled back Obama's rule so that severely mentally disabled people can now buy a gun. What Americans believe on immigration. Favor of building a wall on the Mexico border, 38%. Favor of letting undocumented immigrants stay here legally, 80%. What Trump voters want? Favor of building the wall on Mexico border, 79%. Unsurprising. However, favor of letting undocumented immigrants stay here legally, 60%. And we know what this administration's position is on that. He is not speaking for the people. He is not speaking for his people. They just don't understand it. And the government, the GOP administration, is not governing for their people either. They are self-interested, and it's disgusting. And they're getting away with it. On my K Voice of Resistance Facebook page, I've taken a picture of the chart that I was just reading from. You can find it in my news feed. See, you have to understand that even the supporters of 45 and the GOP administration have been fleeced. 45 won partially by spreading his positions like a fan across a variety of issues. Jane Timm at NBC News cataloged 141 different Trump positions across 23 major campaign issues, an average of 6 positions each. People heard what they wanted to hear. This is why we must pay attention to what they do and not what they say. Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone eloquently pointed out that the Trump administration is breaking new metaphysical ground in the mechanics of truth. I say, let's be sure not to join them. Let's be sure that the left does not share or spread fake news. Fake news was a large part of how we got here. One thing we need to be really careful of is news coming from sites that sound real or addresses that look similar. For example, abcnews.org, owned by Justin Collier, mimics the URL and design of the logo of ABC News, or Bloomberg News MA, designed to imitate Bloomberg.com, which was used to issue a false report announcing that Twitter had received a $31 billion takeover offer. The false report resulted in an 8% stock price spike of Twitter. On my Facebook page, K Voice of Resistance, I posted a Wikipedia page which has a list. And again, please don't post anything from RT. It's a Russian propaganda network. Just say no. Okay. The GOP is continuing with their asinine attempt to repeal and replace the ACA, the Affordable Care Act.
And the last I heard, these coal jobs are not coming back, and now these people don't have the insurance they need because they're poor. and they work those coal mines, and they're sick. The veterans are sick. The veterans are broken down. They're not getting what they need. If you can answer any of that, I'll sit down and shut up like Elizabeth Warren. I'm sorry. I get excited.
I hope you feel better now.
As a reminder, once they do this, once they rebrand it, it is not the new ACA, and it cannot be known as Trump Care. They dubbed the ACA as Obamacare, and we sure as hell are going to name it the GOP Care, not Trump Care. Full stop. Don't let them get away with separating their identity from the new failed health care plan. After Trump's out of that office, don't you dare let the GOP get away with separating their identity from his, because this is as much their doing as anyone else's and more. The tax return quest continues. According to Yahoo News, a petition launched Inauguration Day on the White House petition site registered a new milestone. The pro-transparency Sunlight Foundation noted Monday, the petition to immediately release Donald Trump's full tax returns with all information needed to verify the emoluments clause passed more than 1 million signatures since it was launched on Inauguration Day. The second largest petition after that was one launched to label the Westboro Baptist Church a hate group, and it only had 387,000 signatures. According to a Pew Research study of the White House petition site, other efforts are being made in this regard as well. The AP reported 16 states and the District of Columbia have proposed bills to prevent access to the presidential ballot without disclosing federal tax returns. Now, for these efforts to be successful, they need a governor to sign them into law, something I believe we can safely assume will only be done in states with Democratic governors. Still, even if California and New York adopted the measures, turning what was a campaign norm into campaign law, that would have some kind of impact in a world where a president needs a solid support in those states to have a chance at winning the popular vote. Of course, there is also the April 15th protest that are scheduled in 60 cities across America, and we will march. Questions pour into town halls as well. This is a good effort, and I think the action in regards to changing the local laws is important, as the national call for his taxes is important. We have hope for forcing the Republicans' hands. But in the end, we must assume that 45 will never show us his taxes. But perhaps our efforts will make it so the future presidents will not be able to get away without transparency.
Fight the power.
Are we the Democratic Tea Party? The Tea Party left? I personally hate that term. I hate referring ourselves to that. Yes, it is true we have adopted their tactics, but frankly, I find the comparison lazy. There are a few key differences that make us less dismissible than the Tea Party's label sounds. These were discussed in an article by Times' Jesse Ferguson. The Tea Party was forged as an opposition to a societal reality in our country, while today's resistance is opposed to a political reality. The Tea Party began before the election of President Obama as a reaction to President Bush and the bank bailouts of 2008. Tea Partiers believed that society and the economy had all left them behind. The movement's anger was stoked by the realization that the country had changed to the extent that it would elect someone like Barack Obama and support his, quote, liberal policies. Like the Economic Recovery Act, the so-called stimulus, and the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. These members wanted the entire country to revert back to a set of values that more closely resembled what they saw on Leave It to Beaver. We, on the other hand, aren't upset that the country is straying from some archaic ideal. It is a backlash against racism and injustices and authoritarian policies. The conservative Tea Party was a minority, acting in anger and fear over the new Democratic mandate in 2009. We, on the other hand, are still in the majority. We are not the silent majority, but we are the silenced majority. We are the majority speaking out against a government that does not represent us. The Tea Party right was angry about their perceived archaic fears. We, however, are angry and afraid for real reasons. Watching our friends, neighbors, and family members lose their rights, be taken away by ICE, or be treated as second and third class citizens, and afraid for our earth and our water. As Ferguson explains, however, the best distinction between the two movements is the one that are president is most concerned with. Crowd size. The largest Tea Party rallies reported were, at its peak, 150,000 to 250,000 people. For the most part, it was just a few hundred at any given time attempting to do anything across America. Depending on the source, the Women's March last month irrefutably included over 4 million people nationwide, a 16-fold difference. Washington, D.C. alone likely doubled the largest Tea Party totals. While it would be easy and convenient to pronounce that 2017 is merely a 2009 redux, the simplicity of that comparison belies the underlying and important reality. The Tea Party sought to fix our country and align it with Tea Party politics. The Democratic Resistance seeks to fix our politics and align them with our country's values. The movements may share some tactics, but the spirit that drives them are, and the consequences will be very different. We are not the Tea Party, and we are not going away. This is what happens when a government seeks to suppress the vote and elect itself to govern, not for, but despite the people's wishes. We are democracy. We are what democracy looks like, and the resistance is at a fever pitch. That is about all the time we have. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to K-Voice of Resistance. You can find this show on crabdiving.com or on any podcasting app. Like my Facebook page at K-Voice of Resistance and follow me on Twitter at Kelly the Voice. Do something fun this weekend. Be kind to your neighbor. Call the DOJ. And as always, resist.
This is the upside of the downside. This is an outpouring of energy and true democracy like I have never seen in my very long life.
Shut up and smile. Don't spread your eggs. I could do.
We will continue to rise until our voices are heard, until our planet's safety is not deferred, until our bombs stop dropping in other lands, until our dollar is the same dollar as a man's.
Picked up the Washington Post, and the headline read, Trump takes power. I don't think so!
We will not go from being a nation of immigrants to a nation of ignorance.
Let's march together through this darkness, and with each step, know that we are not afraid, that we are not alone, that we will not back down.
The next 1,459 days of the Trump administration will be 1,459 days of resistance.